Welcome back to the Kasman Center. This is your Black Horse Pub post-game show. Continue the post-game wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. It is a 2-1 Drumheller Dragons win in a shootout over the Oil Barons tonight as we're joined on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, this was a very good goaltending battle tonight. Josh Diaz, I thought, was outstanding. Daniel Allen was great in the Dragons' goal, but a tough loss in the shootout tonight against a very good Drumheller side.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I liked the effort. I appreciated the compete level that we had at times. I thought that we did a good job gapping up in the neutral zone and not necessarily giving up the line as easy as we did last weekend, something that we concentrated, you know, with a week-long practice. I agree with you. I thought JD was outstanding during the game. Unfortunate in the shootout, but, you know, as a coach, that's just a skill session. So, you know, we haven't had a ton of luck this year in those. But all in all, I think that this is definitely something that we're going to have to build on. I thought that our defensive zone was a little bit better. We supported. We build walls like we want to do and keep them to the outside.
Tom, our first look at Tyson Scott in the lineup tonight, and the puck seemed to follow him around out there. He had a bunch of really good chances, and he seems to know how to use that big frame in front of the net.
Yeah, I thought that he was outstanding. When you're that big, the puck does tend to follow you a little bit, but he's got, you know, a very good skill set in the overtime there. He picks up the puck off his skate, which was good to see. He had a couple chances. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time, chemistry. You know, he's versatile from the sense that he can also play center, so, I mean, that might free up us to do some different things with our lineup. So for those guys basically to come, and you know, the way we run our week is, you know, Thursday is a day before a game skate, and there's not too much teaching going on a Thursday. It's more of a flow practice. So both him and Strussy to come in and eat up as many minutes as they did and contribute as they did, I thought was a very positive sign.
Tom, we saw the last meeting with Drumheller was a very physical affair up in Drumheller. Tonight had that physical presence as well. We saw a lot of big checks, and you mentioned Max Struss comes as advertised, gets into it with their captain. Is that kind of what you were expecting from him? And was it nice to see that team toughness and the willingness to compete tonight?
Yeah, and you know, team toughness is, you know, going to places where you're going to get slashed and, you know, finishing hit. And, you know, we tell kids it doesn't have to be snot bubble. You don't have to run a guy through the glass every single time, but you want to stand up, especially at the blue line. And I thought that we did a good job. Ronnie caught a few guys. I mean, and that's always good. And when players know that there's a chance that they're going to get hit coming through the neutral zone, sometimes they grow alligator arms, and you know, those pucks are turnovers for us in our favor. You're hoping that one guy can ignite the rest of the bench, and I thought that happened. I thought Nathan Carl's line was real good today with Birch and Cubs. I thought they were real good. And you know, we talk about, you know, being relentless on the puck and, you know, and staying involved in skirmishes or in battles a little bit longer and a little bit harder. And those are the types of things that you need to do against good teams like Drumheller and also in the playoffs to be successful.
You mentioned the team toughness, and a player that injects that back in the lineup is Peter Tamaris. Also think that helps round out your depth a little bit up front.
A huge. It makes us, you know, real deep with three lines up front, and then when you got the kids going as well. I mean, Tommy is his first game in a fairly long time, so there's a little bit of rust there. I thought he had a great chance there in the second period. He just missed the net. So it's going to take a couple games for him to get used to it. And I think with him and Whitey and Chad, you know, that's a great line for us. And, you know, their ability to give us a lot of emotion and, you know, their physicality will again run through our lineup.
Tom, your weekend continues. You'll see the Spruce Grove Saints tomorrow night for a third time in a week. It is the annual Teddy Bear Toss, which is always a fun game, but a few distractions as well. We've talked in the past about, you know, everyone wants to get that Teddy Bear goal, but what's going to be the message to the club tomorrow?
Well, the message for tomorrow is you know, we got to remember what happened last week. They came into our building and they basically just pushed us around and they took our lunch money and kicked sand in our face. So we're going to have to step up and play a little bit more physical. And, we, you know, we don't want to pass up opportunities to, you know, to shoot and to score. And, yeah, as you mentioned, it's a great cause, Santa's Anonymous. I know Father Merck does just a tremendous job in their support. So please, you know, if you've got a couple hours to kill tomorrow night, come to the Oil Baron game. There will be teddy bears to buy here, I believe.
Yep.
Or you can purchase one. You know, the spirit of the holiday season is running through our community. I was around today, and it's great to see. So I sincerely hope that we can, you know, get as many people at the Kasman Center tomorrow. And hopefully we won't wait quite as long as we had to today for that first goal. But, you know, we obviously want to litter the ice with as many teddy bears as we can.
Tom, I got to ask, you mentioned Christmas spirit there. What did you think of my ensemble tonight?
Some things are just better left unsaid.
Okay. I'll bring a new tie tomorrow. I got another Christmas tie. I'll show you that one. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks.